We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning now. Believe it or not, 2 days to opening day. Unless the rain comes, and then, you know, then it's 3 days. 2 or 3 days to opening day. It'll be this week. NFL owners meetings are this week. Howie Roseman spoke yesterday. Nick Sirianni and Jeffrey Lurie later on today. Sixers lose last night. Flyers, Rangers tonight. Both teams obviously coming down the stretch trying to position themselves for the postseason. Look, we'll talk about it all with you today at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Wade Boggs holds the International Gamefish Association world record for the largest bluefish ever caught.
That's wild.
World record, Wade Boggs.
Did not know that. That is a unusual factoid. Crossover from, is fishing a sport?
Yes. Have you ever fished?
John, it's an activity.
Hold on. Have you ever fished?
No.
So how can you in any way claim knowledge of this topic?
Because I shoot hoops, and tomorrow I'm going to prove that with excellence. Seltzer, you get ready for tomorrow. I want everyone listening right now out to Villanova tomorrow, because I'm going to put on a Steph Curry lookout.
Oh, really? Good. Good. I like this.
I don't know. I'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. I will have some fun. Come on out tomorrow to Villanova if you can. Full court frenzy at the Pavilion during our program tomorrow. All right, let's get to it here. Look, a lot to do, and we'll get into the Phillies as they get close to opening day. John, let's kick it off with the Eagles. You know, we heard yesterday, obviously, from Howie and Sirianni and Lurie later on today. We'll talk to Elliot during the 7 o'clock hour, who's obviously there at the owners' meetings, and we'll be talking to these guys, you know, when they speak. You know, John, here's what's happened over the last, I guess it's now 2 months. We have heard from the Eagles brass a few times. Now, not Lurie yet. That'll be later today for the first time. But we've heard from Howie and Nick a couple different times. The Eagles got rid of a bunch of players. They signed a bunch of players. They got rid of some coordinators. They brought in new coordinators. What you have now is for the most part, pretty much what you're going to have when the season comes. Of course, there's still a draft. There's only so much you can expect rookies to contribute year one. Hopefully they do a great job. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. We don't even know who they'll be yet. We don't even know what positions they'll be yet. What you have is, for the most part, what you're going to go to September with. And I'll ask this big open-ended question, John, to you and everyone today at 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles done enough to convince you? And when I say convince you, I mean, have they convinced you that they are back in that elite Super Bowl contending zone? That's where they were in 2022. It's sure as heck where it looked like they were for 3 months in 2023. And then, like, the roof collapsed. And so did our morale as a fan base, rightfully so. Again, I ask this question, with a lot of moves now down and done and in the books, have they done enough to convince you that they're back? 215-592-9494. John, first crack at it.
Yes.
What do you see? What do you think?
Absolutely. They did enough in one move with Saquon Barkley to give me a huge shot in the arm, no question about it. But Devin White, Bryce Huff, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, guys like that, I revere that toughness, that athleticism, that mindset of that type of player. Think about what we've done and compare it to what the Dallas Cowboys have done during the free agency period. We are active. We're going out there. We're changing the landscape of the NFL. And there are teams who are sitting on their hands. I cannot get over that part. Saquon really was all I needed. I love Saquon as a person. I think when he was at Penn State, we all appreciated him, you know, from sort of afar. He was there. We all saw the quality individual that he was, and now he gets to be ours. He's ultra motivated. He was just done wrong by that New York team in the way that they treated him contractually speaking. He's going to come in here and he gets to play them twice a year, which is amazing for us. He's a quality human who's been underappreciated by those Giants, and he's going to make them pay. I love that. I love being on the right side of that story. He's a face melter. He is an every down back. He is something we have not had. Last year, Swift was, you know, 20 carries was it the most we could ever expect. This is just where Saquon gets started feeling like Saquon at 20 carries. I love where this is going. And now with Kellen Moore, you know, the changes in our offense that will already be changed because we've got a more established offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore who will run the ball, who has had success running the football. I hear all the time people who want to be a naysayer, they say, well, Kellen, look at what he did out in Los Angeles, didn't run the football. That was a mess. I'm not counting last year in terms of his want to. Yeah. Translating into what he did.
Eckler was pretty banged up also.
He was banged up.
He got banged up early. Never really seen the same.
It felt like a mulligan of a season for the offensive coordinator. I'm fine with the fact that we've got a guy who has had success running the football. We're going to dominate running the football. We've seen the Chiefs, an offense, be so dominant, lift the entire team, including the defense. We can do that. Our run game can control clocks, control games to the point where it'll give our defense a little bit of time to figure things out on the back end of things. The run game will dominate and lift this team. Saquon every week with 20 carries and then 5 catches on top of it, that controls the pace. It grinds every defense we play into little pulps out there. And the way that'll open things up downfield for AJ and Devontae and Dallas, the way Jalen can hold defenders for Saquon on the backside and vice versa. Our offensive skill guys, they're going to chew this league up. And again, it will allow Vic Fangio the time to find the schemes that best fit this personnel.
You know what cracks me up,
that he's
John?
Got to work with.
You're saying a lot of nice things. And I mean, look, a lot of it makes a lot of sense. But I think there's a lot you're not addressing. So let me just say this. And again, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. It's a simple question, but, you know, we'll see where your answers go. Have the Eagles done enough to convince you that they're back to being elite, that they're back to being a Super Bowl contender? The answer from my standpoint is no. And let me tell you why they haven't convinced me. And John, you talked a lot about
it's unbelievable,
stuff.
Man. Like, what are you expecting?
All right, here's the deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
They haven't told us what the issue was. What was the freaking issue that tore a 10-1 team apart? And because I haven't been told what that is, I don't know that it's solved. So hell no, I'm not convinced.
You think they have to tell you to solve the issue?
No, but I know this. Something happened. Yes. I don't know what it was. I still don't know what it was. We may not ever find out what it was.
I don't think that providing that info to us is going to help them get to the other end of that.
No, to be fair to them, they don't have to provide it to us. But, I mean, if the question is, am I convinced, my answer is no, because I don't even still know what the hell happened and whether they have fixed it. Like, to me, there's a couple ways I look at it. Look, I agree with John. The defensive improvement looks good. I mean, obviously, they got to deal with the cornerback situation. That does worry me. And I'll use the word worry, not concern. It worries me, okay? Because now the draft will probably play a big part in that, and hopefully they get a kid in the first or second round. They can come in and start. I really hope big time they do that because I think they need it. Gardner Johnson's a big upgrade. Huff, we'll see. We don't know if Reddick's going to be on the team or not. I mean, Devin White should help, but he also got benched at the end of the year. We'll see. I mean, the defense has got to be better because it can't be worse. Got to be a lot better. Doesn't have to be great, but you want to see the defense get to a point where you can at least feel like it's an average defense in the NFL, and maybe they'll get there. Maybe they'll exceed that. We'll see. Offensively, obviously, Saquon helps. There's no doubt about it. You know, removing Quez Watkins helps. No,
he's going to be the focal point of our offense.
So here's the other thing.
It's a huge deal.
To me, there's three main reasons why I say no. Am I convinced? Doesn't mean they can't do it. They could do it, but why I'm not convinced, three things. One, I still don't know what the issue was, so I don't know if they've solved it. Two, hurts. We'll see. I was a big believer, and then I'm not, and now I want to be, but we'll see. We'll see under Kellen Moore what he can do. I mean, it's great to have Saquon, who obviously can catch, 85 passes a year. We'll see if Hurts can find him. We'll see. I'm not convinced. Sirianni, reason three. I mean, guys, let's remember, as a fan base, most of us, as defined by a poll we did at the end of the season, 71% thought Sirianni should have been canned. 71% of people that responded to our poll mid-January thought Sirianni should be canned. Lurie, who will speak later today, chose not to. That's his choice. It's his team. Obviously, there's something to be said for keeping Sirianni. Guy made the playoffs for years in a row out of the gate. That's very impressive. We also know things utterly collapsed in December into mid-January on his watch. It's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. And we now know he's not going to be running the offense because Kellen Moore is, but he's going to have his hand in the cookie jar, but he's not, but he is. And then Seltzer tells me, but he's going to be CEO of the team, and that's okay because that model can work, and sometimes it does. And then he gets asked a question at a press conference, what are you going to do? And he says, well, sit in on some defensive meetings. Like, that part feels weird to me. So, John, your enthusiasm and your optimism, I love hearing it because I want to hear that. I want to feel that. And like you, I see signs of growth with the moves they've made. That's good stuff. I mean, clearly they've added more good players than lost good players. They didn't have that many good players to lose. But I will say this. Kelce and Cox, that's a problem. I mean, let's not act like it's just the same team minus some bad players and then you add the good players and then Cox and Kelce are here. They ain't here. As Rick Pitino said years ago about Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, and Kevin McHale, they ain't walking through that door. Kelce and Cox are gone. Those are big losses. I mean, Kelce especially was still playing at an enormously elite level. So as we sit here today, and again, later on Lurie, later on Sirianni, we'll be all ears to hear what is said, the whole deal, and digest it and make of it what we all do. But you can weigh in on this, late March day at 215-592-9494, knowing that the bulk of the Eagles team for 2024 has been assembled. Some moves still to be made, probably some low-level free agent signings if I had to guess. But mostly what you got is what you got, plus the draft coming up. Have they convinced you? They have not convinced me. Now, that's okay. I want to be clear. They don't have to convince
me. There's so much more to this offseason than what's taking place. This is just such a small little sliver.
Well, is Reddick going to be on the team?
Of what's going to happen? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's possible that he's on the team. It's crazy.
It is possible.
It's crazy, but it's possible.
It is possible.
And if he's on the team, I think it might make us a better team. If he's able to handle the emotions that go along with whatever this is, the travails of the process of determining whether he's going to be on the team or not.
Look, I sure hope he's on the team. We'll see where he stands.
$14.25 million. Yeah. They could be paying Hassan Reddick that much this year.
It's very
They're
possible.
They're holding to that.
Yeah, it's certainly possible he's on the team. All right, look, we'll talk to Elliot in the 7 o'clock hour from the NFL owners' meetings. Your phone calls throughout the show, 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles convince you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.